morning, my friends, and welcome to another inconvenient installment of Morning Reload. From high above all other pedantic and puerile forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. We begin this morning with the Wyoming Tribune Eagle, which is quickly approaching the levels of bullcrap that we usually find in the cow pie. Frankly, I'm a little surprised that either one of those publications hasn't renamed sections of their website to reflect the fecal nature of their writing. Typically, with a normal corral, every once in a while you have to clean things up. Not so with the publications of the Wyoming mainstream media. It seems things just get piled higher and deeper. I'm reminded of an early childhood experience inside a corral where both me and my sister got some of it on us. In the midst of our sniveling, both my mother and grandmother reminded us both, "Hey, don't worry about it. It's the smell of money." Evidently, bullcrap is the same, whether it's in the corral or if it's in newsprint. Both forms of fecal matter have dollar signs attached. So it struck me by no surprise that above the fold this morning in the Wyoming Tribune Eagle is an article entitled, "Laramie County School District No. 1 Library Policies Divide Community." All excremental jokes aside, this one's worthy of your attention. And I'll tell you about it in just a second. But first, some totally egregious self-aggrandizement. You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps. iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, really any of them will work. But the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There you can find all of the shows as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of a program. If your name is Sleepy Joe Biden and you have no idea what's going on, well, you can go to cowboystatepolitics.com, pull up an article, and educate yourself. This morning's program is brought to you by 307 Cowboy Country. They are central and southeastern Wyoming's full line of Montana shed dealers. If you're looking for a backyard shed or a greenhouse or a garage, well, then you need to call my friends Bryce and Melody Reese at 307-441-1815. They have the knowledge and expertise to put that backyard shed anywhere you want on your property. Just give them a call, 307-441-1815. Montana Shed Center, buildings for life. And of course, Morton Buildings. Now I know that right now, the last thing you want to do with that shiny motorcycle is to put it inside a building for the winter. But I'm telling you, that white stuff is coming and you should really plan ahead. Call my friends Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings, 307-674-2532. These guys are the experts in metal building construction. They've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they definitely do it better than anybody else around. So give them a call, 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. Okay. Put on your work boots, roll up your pant legs, because it's getting a little deep in here. The aforementioned article written by Jasmine Hall yesterday details the process by which the Laramie County School District is addressing the concerns of just about every thinking parent as it relates to the books that are housed within Laramie County School District libraries. Now, this may come as a little bit counterintuitive, but the goal of an educational institution is to educate students and not indoctrinate them. Now, I know this is hard to grasp by some of you that are participating in the Wyoming State Jobs Program, which is also known as the Wyoming Education System, but all public employees work for the public, including school boards. So get a load of this. So the Laramie County School District has designed an opt-out program for parents. That is, if parents don't want their kids reading different books in the library, well, they have to list specifically each book that their children are not allowed to check out. This works out pretty good if you're part of the Laramie County School District indoctrination program, because you can address the concerns of parents related to specific books and continue your indoctrination with just a different title. In exemplary. If parents are up in arms about a book called Lawn Boy, you remember that one. Yeah, that's the one that depicts graphic sex between two fourth grade boys. Well, you can have those parents fill out an opt opt-out form and put that book on the list. And at the same time, you can choose a different book with a different title, but with the same content, thereby continuing your activism as if nothing ever happened. It's a win-win. After all, who needs to pay attention to community standards or ethics or morals or anything like that? I mean, we have a job to do, creating activists in our public school system. Now, as you might imagine, parents are not seeing this as a compromise. Shocking though it may seem, Laramie County parents are opposed to their children being indoctrinated. But the Laramie County School District is persisting in their effort. From the article, and I quote, information on how to prevent students from checking out books with certain content is available on the social media platform, as well as graphics showcasing excerpts from the books the groups want parents to be aware of. These titles include The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood, Slaughterhouse-Five by Kurt Vonnegut, Sold by Patrick McCormick, and This Book Is Gay by Juno Dawson. Now, all of those titles, except for one, have one thing in common. Their literature. To the dictionary, literature. All writings in prose or verse, especially those of an imaginative or critical character, without regard to their excellence, often distinguished from scientific writing, news, reporting, etc. Now, obviously, we should exclude one of those examples given in the definition, as to what the mainstream Wyoming media usually gives you is concocted rather than news. Now, what all of those books have in common is that they are all literature. They are all fictional in one way, shape, or another. Take, for example, the opening pages of This Book Is Gay. On page 7, the author points out that the percentage of Americans that identify as gay is 3.5%. That's the number that Gallup and the Pew Research Center came up with also. Though, the actual number is pretty hard to come up with. It's not like registering to vote, where we know who is a Republican and who is Democrat. Now, by page 9, the author is making the preposterous claim that at some point, over half of the population is gay at one point or another during their lives. And by page 259, the author is graphically explaining sex acts between gay couples. Well, you get the point. But the big issue here is, why are Wyoming tax dollars paying for material like this to exist in Wyoming public schools? No doubt, there are all types of human behavior that exist in the world, much of which doesn't need to exist in a Wyoming public school. That's the realm of parents. And need I remind you that school boards and teachers and all public employees are employees of the taxpayer. The point of a school is not to convince kids that their sexual identity is something that it isn't or is. That's the realm of parents. The conversation of sexuality doesn't need to go any farther than biology in a public school. Your kids are not confused. They're impressionable. And trying to teach them things over and above what their parents decide is appropriate is child abuse. This opt-out system that the Laramie County School District has come up with is an affront to every single Wyoming taxpayer. They need to get back to education and stop brainwashing our kids. All right, moving on. Last week, I brought you an interview from Daniel Singh, who is running in House District 61 down around Cheyenne. Here's an excerpt from what he had to say.
The issue of marijuana is coming to Wyoming, and I want to make a very clear stance on that. There are some opponents in my race that want to fully legalize, that want to legalize for medicinal marijuana here in the state of Wyoming. I do not think that is the right route for the state of Wyoming. I think that any sort of legalization efforts would necessitate the expansion of government, would require licenses and oversight and organizations to expand our government, which is already inflated here in the state of Wyoming. Now, I don't think that anyone should go to jail for using marijuana on their private property. And I don't think that we should be funding people to spend time in jail for 3 hots and a cot because they've decided to use marijuana. But I don't think that we should be selling that marijuana here in the state of Wyoming or endorsing the use of a narcotic here in the state.
Pretty strong stance. And I have a feeling you're right about someone in the House District 61 race advocating for the legalization of the old wacky weed. Now, cowboy state politics exists to tell you the truth. The whole reason I started this program is to tell you what's actually going on, to try to expose what people actually believe. The biggest problem we have in Wyoming is candidates come to us and they say things like, we hate abortion, we love our guns, we don't want to legalize pot, we're conservative, and you should vote for us. And because we live in Wyoming, we take people at their word. And so we vote for them and fill in that little circle. And then they go to Cheyenne and they do something entirely different. Worse than that, though, they come home and they lie to us about what they did. So it's better if we can just catch them on the front end. I want to preface what I'm about to say next by the following. Daniel Singh is 25 years old. And when you're 25, what you did a year ago, well, that seems like that was a heck of a long time ago. When you're my age, 20 years older, what you did a year ago, well, that feels like it was yesterday. All of that being said, let's listen again to what Daniel Singh told me last Wednesday.
There are some opponents in my race that want to fully legalize, that want to legalize for medicinal marijuana here in the state of Wyoming. I do not think that is the right route for the state of Wyoming.
But that is definitely not what he posted on Facebook a year ago, and I quote, "Honestly, there is no legitimate reason that marijuana should be illegal." End quote. One of these things is not the same. Now, if you listen to Cowboy State Politics, I'm approaching 300 episodes, and I dare you to try to find one thing that I have changed in over 300 episodes. So it's worthy of a question that a year ago, Daniel Singh supported the full legalization of marijuana. And now, he told me last Wednesday that he doesn't support it at all. It's definitely worthy of a question in House District 61, and I'm sure just as soon as this episode airs, I'll get a phone call from Mr. Daniel Singh, and I'm going to ask him myself. Regardless of any of that, soon we'll have a discussion with Don Odom, who is also running for the State House of Representatives in House District 61. I'm sure he's going to have plenty to say about the legalization of wacky weed. Well, that'll about do it for today's installment. Have a good week, and we'll talk again on Wednesday. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.